This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Tuesday, May 13th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And schedule week rolls on. We are now one day away from hearing the Eagles' complete 2025 schedule, but we did get one of the more exciting games, I guess one of the more important games, depending how you think the division will play out, but we got the season opener on Monday, as it was announced on Monday morning that the Eagles will open their season week one, Thursday night, before any other team plays, against the Dallas Cowboys. The night the Eagles will be raising the banner, the first game since the Super Bowl, and a chance, I think everyone will probably agree, a real chance for the Eagles to start the season 1-0, which is all Nick Sirianni does, really, undefeated in week one games. But now that we know the Eagles' week one opponent, we wait to hear the rest of it. We could get a few more leaks between now and Wednesday. Until then, let's talk about the fact that the Cowboys will be coming to Philadelphia for the season opener. Here are five thoughts on Eagles versus Cowboys week one. And number one for me, I got to be honest, kind of a disappointing first game. We talked about this on the mock schedule pod about what some potential options would be. I never considered they would really do a division game. If I did, I thought it would be Washington. But look, Eagles, Cowboys, I guess it's always a good game. I can hear James screaming all the way from California that Dallas sucks. I know it'll be an exciting night. I get all that. But man, I just thought it would be something better. The Lions, the Rams, even the Bears would have been kind of interesting. Instead, we get a game that really will be good kind of no matter when it's played, or at least we'll have an excitement just by the fact that it is Eagles-Dallas. You know, I heard Ike Reese make this point on the afternoon show, and I had thought of it, but I think Ike put it, as only Ike can, in a way that was kind of better than how I was planning on it. Like, this is kind of the Cowboys riding the Eagles' coattails. Like, if it was the Rams, then you can be like, you know what? The Rams made it to the playoffs last year. They lost to the Eagles. It's a rematch. Like, the Rams got there on their own validity. The Lions have been one of the best teams in the NFC. Washington made it to the championship game. Chicago at least drafted a young quarterback and has a new exciting head coach. The Cowboys are really only there because of their tie to the Eagles. And as Ike put it, they are riding the Eagles' coattails. And I don't even mean that as like a thirsty anti-Dallas thing. I more just mean it as like, it's the truth. Like, that's the only reason the Cowboys are in this game. The Cowboys were not good last year. And I know they put up good numbers. I get that. But the Eagles-Cowboys games past haven't even been really that great. I mean, the Eagles beat them by like 75-13, I think I saw. Obviously I could look it up, but I remember it was something like that. So just kind of a disappointing outcome in my opinion. Now, they open as 7-point favorites on the Bet Parks app. I can tell you right now, barring any major changes on either side of the ball, I will be picking the Eagles to cover that spread. Now, week one can be a little tricky. We do remember back when they played the Falcons in 2018 week one, like that was an ugly game. It was raining, which kind of sucked for like the whole ceremony. It'll be cool to see the ceremony. They'll unveil the banner. Last time they had like a huge Super Bowl like blow up, if I remember correctly. The rain just kind of killed the vibe. Now, we'll see. I'm sure they'll do stuff like that again. Hopefully the weather is better. But overall, in my opinion, kind of a disappointing result for the first game. It would have been more fun to be looking forward to Eagles-Lions or, like I said, Eagles-Washington, Eagles-Rams. Eagles-Cowboys, just kind of disappointing in my opinion. The Eagles have passed the Cowboys currently, right now, as a more important franchise. Like, the Eagles have a better claim to America's team than the Cowboys do. So it would have been better to see, in my opinion, a better game. Number two, and this is kind of off of that, but it's just the reality of where the Eagles are at. Like, it's a bit of a no-win situation in that first game. They're 7-point favorites. They're viewed as a way better team. Like, they're going to be expected to dominate that game. If that game is even close, I think there will be a lot of people being like, you know, oh man, maybe the gap's not as big. Dallas is better than I thought. If the Eagles were to lose that game, that would be a disaster on Super Bowl night against I think many fans would say, the biggest rival, 7-point favorites. Like, the Eagles kind of enter this as in a no-win situation. And for what it's worth, the Cowboys actually enter it in like a win-win situation. They're not expected to win this game. They're not expected truly to even compete. And the line kind of indicates that. So, you know, the Eagles have played and won in big games. Obviously, they just played and won a pretty big one in its own right. And I think they've actually been really good as favorites throughout Nick and Jalen's career when they've been together. So this isn't even so much like it'll be a tricky game. It's more just the expectations for this game are going to be sky high. Like, the Eagles and their fans are going to expect to win this game by like 14, 20 points. Like, it's supposed to be a blowout. The last time we saw these two teams play last season, it was a blowout in both games. And the last two times the Eagles played, they blew out their opponent. So that's the other tricky part of this. If it was the Lions or Washington or the Rams, I don't know if there'll be the expectation for style points. I think the Cowboys week one, fans are going to be expecting style points, and that's tough to deliver on in week one of the season. So it feels like a little bit of a no-win situation for me. Third thought on this matchup, and this is probably why they did it, but I do think it is like one benefit, and that is we finally get Jalen versus Dak Prescott in a meaningful game. Like, considering these guys have been the Eagles and Cowboys franchise quarterbacks for the last, Jalen, you know, what was it, 4 years? Dak, obviously all 4 of those years. They very rarely play big games. Either Dak is hurt or Jalen missed the one game. I think it was on Christmas where Gardner Minshew played. Or it's the end of the season. Neither team has anything to play for. Like, we very, very rarely get to see Dak Prescott and Jalen Hurts face off against each other. Now, what sucks about it is it's lost a little bit of its luster because now Jaden Daniels is obviously the second best quarterback in the division. Some people would say first, but regardless, nobody would disagree that Jalen's biggest rival in the division, quarterback-wise, is now Jaden Daniels. It's not Dak Prescott. So, you know, 2 years ago, this would have been, I think, a more exciting quarterback matchup because Jalen was still a little bit on the come up. Dak was still viewed as really good. Jalen could have, like, you know, really cemented himself as the best quarterback in the division 2 years ago by beating Dak. Now, like, everyone knows Jalen is better than Dak. Dak, I think, is better than Eagles fans give him credit for, but Jalen is clearly the far more accomplished quarterback. And I think, I actually think, and I I like to use this, and I often don't think Jalen would perform well in this exercise just because of how he's viewed around the league. But I do think 32 out of 32 GMs would take Jalen over Dak Prescott. Like, if it was Jaden Daniels, I think more GMs would probably take Jaden Daniels. But I think Jalen versus Dak Prescott, more GMs, and I think all of them, would take Jalen. So, yes, we finally get a Jalen versus Dak game, but it doesn't really have the luster to it, I guess. All right, number four. You can view this as a good thing or a bad thing. And I think it's a preference thing. Me and my like inability not to see both sides of an argument can kind of see both sides. I'll be curious where you fall on it. But I do think that this is kind of a tough spot to get the Cowboys in just because they're still going to have hope. I already talked about how all the pressure will be on the Eagles. The Eagles are the ones that are supposed to be great. The Eagles are the ones that are 7-point favorites. The Eagles are the ones that are supposed to dominate this game. The Cowboys do get to kind of come in and play with house money, but they also get to come in and play with hope. I think there's a good shot by the time we get to week 14, the Cowboys season might be over. Like, they don't have anything to play for at that point. And maybe the Eagles will play him again after week 14. I do think as a result of this game being primetime Thursday night, the Eagles game in Dallas will probably be a 4:30 kickoff, I would think. I don't think you're going to see Eagles Cowboys in primetime twice. So when I made the ideal schedule, I think I had the Cowboys in week 8 or 9, maybe is where I had them. But I think the Cowboys season has disaster written all over it. I would have rather gotten them late in the year. Like, I think there's 2 or 3 opponents on the Eagles schedule that I think have true, like, this game will mean nothing by the end of the season. That would be the Giants. I think the Cowboys, the Raiders have that. You could argue the Bears. There might be one I'm missing. But like, there was only a handful that at the end of the season, I think more than likely won't have anything to play for. And the Eagles get one of them in week 1 when everybody has hope. So kind of a big spot to get Dallas. Now, the flip side of this would be, and it's one of the reasons I thought getting Detroit in week 1 would be a positive, and it is a positive for the Eagles, is that Matt Eberflus is a new defensive coordinator. Then they have a new offensive coordinator in Clayton Adams, and then obviously Schottenheimer is their head coach now. So you do get them in the first game with a completely new coaching staff. Now, you know, obviously the flip side of the flip side of the flip side of flip of the flip side is that you've never seen this coaching staff before, so there's a bit of an unknown. But I think the net positive is the Eagles come into this game more experienced together. Obviously, Nick and Vic Fangio, Petullo's in a new role, but they have experience with him, so there's more continuity on the Eagles side of the ball than the Cowboys side of the ball. So I think that's a positive for the Eagles. But I do think this is, you'd rather have Dallas later once things fall apart. Like, in the ideal schedule, again, I didn't have him in week 1. So I do think it's a little bit of a tough spot to get Dallas. All right, number 5. And I do think this is maybe the only positive. And this would be a point that James would probably deliver better than me. But Eagles fans are going to love raising that banner in front of the Cowboys. Like, say what you want. You know, the rivalry is not as great as it used to be. Blah, 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 blah. Raising a Super Bowl banner in front of the Cowboys, who are, I think, probably your still biggest rivals. The 49ers had their moment, but I think just when you take history into account, division, everything, Cowboys still up there and as the number one rival. Yeah, I think getting to raise that banner in front of the Cowboys will be special for Eagles fans, and it will be tough on the Cowboys. Like, if you're Jerry Jones, being in that stadium, watching the Super Bowl trophy get handed to your division rival, I mean, think about if the roles were reversed and the Eagles were opening in Dallas as Dallas was lifting up a Super Bowl trophy, fans would be beside themselves. Eagles fans get to spend all of the next, whatever, 3 months it is, 3-4 months until this game's played, where saying, oh, we're going to raise the banner on opening night, you haven't gotten one since the 90s. Like, the material writes itself. It's the same material you've heard for a long time. But, like, I do think raising the banner in front of the Cowboys is a legitimate positive for this game. Like, what's the point of rivalries if you can't rub it in your rival's face? So I think getting the banner in front of Dallas is a nice outcome of this game. So those would be my 5 thoughts on the matchup. I think the Eagles win the game. I think they start 1-0. It's going to be an unbelievable night at the Link. It would have been an unbelievable night no matter who they played. I mean, it's primetime season opener at the Link to raise a Super Bowl banner. I would have been more excited if it was the Lions or like this massive game. You know, last year you got Chiefs, Ravens, like 2 teams that ended up competing for a Super Bowl. The Cowboys won't be competing for a Super Bowl, but Eagles, Cowboys, you wonder if they'll wear the Kelly green. I kind of don't think they will. They probably will wear a Super Bowl patch. I feel like they did wear a Super Bowl patch in 2018. So For all you jersey collectors out there, that'll be cool. Getting a Super Bowl patch jersey. I feel like they'll probably sell them in the store. Or at least my free advice to the Eagles, sell the Super Bowl winning patch jerseys in the store. All right. On the other side, Chris Sims, our good buddy, who seems to either be literally hated by Eagles fans or loved and no in between, can certainly relate to that, had something interesting to say on where I feel like all the interesting quotes from come this day, the Kay Adams Show. So we'll talk about that on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, so Chris Sims was on the Kay Adams Show, and as we all know, Chris Sims has had a bit of a up and down relationship with Jalen Hurts. Didn't have him in his top 40 one year. Now, I think had him in his top 10 last year, and I would imagine this year we'll have him even higher, or if at least not definitely in his top 10. But he was on the Kay Adams Show talking about Eagles versus Cowboys and the matchup, and it seems like he sees it similar to how I see it, where it just might not be a competitive game. Like, yeah, the Cowboys might have the advantage of playing free, the Cowboys, like all those things. But I think this could be a potential blowout. So he was talking about the game and he made a comment that caught me off guard. So here's Chris Sims on the Kay Adams Show.
Everybody looks at the Eagles. The Eagles, something I've said kind of into last year, right? I think about midway last year, I was kind of like, the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. They're the best team in football. It's not even close. The Eagles are, I would say, the most well-built, well-orchestrated football team maybe we've seen this century, okay? That's the first thing. I mean, this is like no weakness anywhere. It's the best offensive line in football. It's the best D-line in football. It's the best running back in football. It's maybe the best duo of receivers in football, right? It's a damn good quarterback in Jalen Hurts. The secondary's young but super talented. So this is a tall task for the Dallas Cowboys' new coach. There's some spice into the game itself because George Pickens is there. And I think Dallas is more talented than people realize. Their offensive line, it's going to be somewhat of a force. The two receivers, it's still Dak Prescott. Their defensive line's got some playmakers and some difference makers there as well. And their secondary's got something. If I'm going to play Philadelphia, I'd want to play them there week one. Maybe you catch them asleep, right? Maybe you catch them not totally on their A-plus game because they've been celebrating the Super Bowl victory all year. Oh, we got the Cowboys. We've owned them. The Cowboys, on the other hand, are going to be scared going, oh my God, we got to play the Eagles, the Super Bowl champs. There's going to be the unveiling of the banner. Maybe you can get the Eagles distracted and off their game because of that, right? So those are some of the things I'm intrigued by being there and excited for.
So I wish that we were all watching this live together so I could ask you what comment there took you off guard. But for me, the best defensive line in football. Like, that's pretty crazy. To say they have the best defensive line in football. I mean, best defense, you can make that argument. Best offensive line, without question. Best wide receiver duo, I think so. Best defensive line, that's a bold statement. So first I'll say this, that I do think we probably do underrate the Eagles' defensive line like a little bit. Now, they did obviously lose Josh Sweat. They lost Milton Williams. But Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, you know, I think obviously we've talked about Jalix Hunt. They have talent there, but best defensive line in football. So I went and looked up some stats. And first, I thought this is unrelated to the defensive line thing, but I thought it was pretty interesting. The Eagles were the only team last year to play less than 1,000 snaps on defense. Every other team played over 1,000 snaps. Eagles came in at 999, so right under. But some teams played like 2-3 games worth of snaps more than the Eagles did. So they got off the field early and often last year. But you look at their defensive line. So on Pro Football Focus, they were ranked highly. Like, they were with the Chris Sims school of thought there, Pro Football Focus. They were ranked as the second best pass rush according to Pro Football Focus and the second best run defense according to Pro Football Focus. Now, I will say, best run defense, that involves a lot of things. That involves linebackers. Like, and obviously the pass rush involves coverage, and I get that. But the bottom line is the Eagles' defensive line did, according to the grades, really well against the pass rush and the run. Now, the stats, the pass rushing stats, like, don't really back that up. If you look last year, the Eagles were 15th in sacks, 15th in sacks percentage. So with them only playing 999 snaps, I think in this instance, sack percentage is probably a better look in terms of they just faced way fewer snaps than other teams did and the ability to get the quarterback. But 15th in both, 19th in quarterback hits, 21st in tackles for lost, and then at tackles for a loss, and then 10th in yards per attempt rushing defense. So top 10 run defense last year, I think they definitely had that. The pass rush, you wonder how much of that breaks down with like the first 7 weeks of the season versus the end. The Eagles by the end of the season had an outstanding pass rush. We saw that in the Super Bowl, obviously. Now, again, you lose Milton Williams, you lose Josh Sweat. I like the Azeez Ojulari signing. I think Mora Jama will be able to step in and give the kind of snaps that Milton Williams did. But best defensive line in football. That's a comment you should think about today during your day as you go about your Tuesday. Just a surprising comment to me. But again, another example of how, even though we've talked about this Eagles team a lot, obviously every day we do it, and we talk a lot about they're focusing on 2026 and how, you know, a lot of the moves are for 2026 and they're focusing on the next window of Eagles football, kind of. They still have an unbelievable team heading in to 2025. And you know that's true when Chris Sims says it. So that'll do it for today's daily podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you all have a glorious Tuesday. I will be on the air, WIP, with Spike Eich and Fritz today at 3:00. So check it out, or even call in. It'd be fun to have a Go Birds caller call in during that hour. That would, you know, it would make my Tuesday. So anyway, everybody go out, enjoy your day. He's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.